Good morning and welcome to Destiny, the open door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you on today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, Sunday, we honor Ascended Master Lord Lanto, who has the qualities of illumination, wisdom, education, that he springs forth to our blessed planet each and every day that we are on this planet. We are educating ourselves, we are learning, we are perceiving, being perceptive, and our construct of the mind, and learning that which needs to be learned while we are on this earthly plane. And we're learning about life, all the intricacies of life. And what about life that is very interesting at this current time for you? Are you going through a test? Have you endured many trials? Or are you at peace in your resolve of life? A lot of us are so consumed with the distractions of life where we do not even look at the many things that the masters are wanting us to review. And so what about your life in this current hour that you could probably make change to? What is it that you want to do? What are some of the things that you probably could have done in your past, but things blocked you from creating that creative font for you? We're going to talk about that and allowing for you to be your best at being creative. So on this journey of exploration of life, we must always look to, firstly, our beloved mighty I Am Presence, which is the God intelligence within us, operating every day. And we must learn to call this great God presence into action to do a mighty work within our lives. And from that, we must ask Mighty I Am Presence to connect us to the angelic host, to the elemental kingdom, to the ascended host of the light, the Elohim, the Chohans, and all of God's heaven. And as we ask for that connection, we must also ask God presence to protect us when we are going on these explorations of the heavenly realm. Mighty I Am Presence, connect me. But while you're connecting me to the heavens, I would like to call forth Lord Michael to protect me also while I advance up the ladder and try to explore the kingdom of heaven. As I ask for these great beings, these great and mighty beings to come forth and shine throughout my life, illuminate my mind, allow for that which I didn't know yesterday to be something that I do know today. Allow for me to create as God would intend for me to create in that resolve. I am ever present. I am ever creating. I am ever building up my life and all that I find to be of constructive activity for me and my family. And as you issue that fiat, you will see the changes come as this great ascended host Chohan and Master Lord Lanto begins to create the wisdom, the perception that is needed. You know, you'll start to have greater knowledge, greater intelligence to your being. And so that's what Lord Lanto and all the legions of light on that second ray tier of heaven offer to us in the planet Earth, all life on the planet, each day, but especially today, Sunday. So let us begin our prayer for today. I will be posting the decree. And this is 20.00 in the Summit Lighthouse Decree Book. I will also post the words for you, but you can go ahead and do your decree. Speak the affirmation over your life, which is, I am the cosmic light. I am the cosmic flame of illumination. All right, now. Our prayer for today is, in the name of the presence of God, I am in me. The source that is anchored in my heart, we call to you on today to invoke the illumination flame in, through, and around us each day, to allow us to do right things that are constructive at the right time that they need to come into manifestation. What we create will always be illumined in the heavens. What we build and craft will always be remembered in the light and heart of creation. And allow our minds to be used for the purpose of love for our fellow man while on this earthly plane. If we are unable to do, let the mighty Elohim find ways for us to create ideas that will help us, help our loved ones, help humanity. What we cannot do because of limitations, let us be able to circumvent and find a better way to go around the problem or circumstance in the creating of our life. Use us, Lord, in this creative font to beautify our homes, beautify our communities, and beautify our worlds with wisdom, love, and power. of victorious accomplishments that we set out to do creatively. Those of us who cannot use our hands or feet, let us use our minds to create that which is helpful for someone else going through a similar circumstance. The mind is powerful. We must be creative in illuminating God's light all about us. The masters and the mighty Elohim are supportive in your endeavors throughout each one's life. You must learn to call them forth into action to do a mighty work in your life. Consciously, you have the right thing to do. They can feel and receive all that with their heart flame of feeling and the strength and the power to do it. Even if you do a thing and know that it is the right thing to do, sometimes it is the wrong time to do it, and it will not fulfill the divine plan. I have been there many times in my life where I set out to do something, and it was ultimately the right thing to do at the wrong time. The right thing to do at the wrong time. I became frustrated and discouraged because the adversary was busy blocking, and my projects or my plans would fall to the wayside. How many out there are always in the building blocks of life, and you come upon a problem, and in that problem you just stop cold turkey the project, the idea, whatever manifest works you were trying to work on? Well, that was me in my past. We each have those moments, but also there are moments of positivity that springs forth in the realm of life where things get done and it is the right moment to do a thing, and that perfection is born and created, having it to be sustained in this woven tapestry of life. As we allow it to become the master over the surrounding conditions in which you move, the mighty Elohim offers us their cosmic illumination and their heart's feeling of the right thing to do for you, because of your feeling and motivation of wanting to do it. This control of the energy in your realm of life will direct you to the appointed time that this moment of doing the right thing must be done. Some of us tank our own projects or ideas because it was the wrong timing to produce perfection. Some of us delay it on purpose, and the delay causes it not to manifest. That was me a few years ago. Why didn't it come into fruition? Because I delayed. And that is the reason for it not to come into manifestation. But you can't delay. You cannot tank your projects. Just continue on working until God says so. Says it's okay to bring it forth into the realm of life that it needs to be in. The Elohim's wisdom is the illumination of the mind, the strength of the sacred fire, love, and your feeling world. The Elohim takes charge in the control of manifestation that will pour its sacred fire presence in and around you and enfold you in the power to accomplish that which you need to do, and will be the force that controls you to enable you to do the right thing at the right time and hold the balanced control of the physical conditions, so that the perfection of your beloved mighty I Am presence can come through you into outer physical conditions and be surrounded by the mighty Elohim's protecting sacred fire. And in the creating of your projects, your ideas, or whatever you wish to create will manifest perfection for you and manifest perfection for the life surrounding what you create. And that is a tremendous cosmic action and cosmic power of the radiation from the Ascended Master's octave. The mighty Elohim of light oftentimes speak of the radiation to each of us on the planet who are considered unascended beings. It is always the release of their ascended master feelings of their heart's control of any manifestation, whether it be in the mind, in the feeling, or in the physical conditions of this world. These three things are imperative in order for you to hold the balanced control of the forces you are using and must use to create perfection in this world. So the mind, the feeling, or the physical condition of this world are the three things that are imperative in order for you to hold the balanced control of the forces you are using and must use to create perfection in this world that manifests the divine plan fulfilled and keeps that perfection from being touched by the desecration or the selfishness and the downright destruction of the forces in the world around you. Many wonderful things have come forth of magnificent perfection which manifest in mankind, because mankind has created in every civilization, and then that perfection has been dissolved and consumed or desecrated or misused by those who would do no right thing at the right time. Everything was misused. Everything was desecrated because someone chose to do the right thing at the wrong time. This which the Elohim would like for you to pay attention to, close attention to, on today, is their ability that they give to you, their power to do the right thing at the right moment, that sometimes you need in an instant in order to be the protecting or the protection of yourselves and others that makes you invincible against the discordant forces in the outer world. Sometimes we can tank our own projects. We can tank our own ideas because the dark forces are knowing that our ideas, our creativeness, our inventions, if you will, are coming into fruition for us and manifesting for us the reality that it needs to be in that stance of building that idea, that creative font. But in that, we also find that they are waiting for us to tank that project. They are waiting for us to delay the project. They are waiting for us to tank that idea. They are waiting for us to delay the ideas that we have so that they can encroach upon it and allow for it not to manifest into reality. And so we have projects years ago that we were working on in our lifetime. And it could be the simplest of things. And it hasn't come through fruition yet. Why? Because something blocked it, because something delayed it, because something life threw at us, you know, whatever circumstance. And it's still in the back of our minds. It's still in the back of the closet. It's still in the back of the storage room. Whatever it is, we must bring it forth to shine our benevolent light upon it. Even some of the writings that I've done are in the back of my mind, in the back of somebody's, you know, office that I've done. I've helped out. I've helped to build. And I used to be the one behind the scenes doing everything for everybody. And I had to learn. I had to learn to bring forth that spark of life within me, not to be behind the scenes, but for me personally to bring it forth, bring me forth in that equation for me to shine, because I was the one that created that. I was the one who built that for that company. I was the one that shined forth my light in the company. I was the one who did that thing. So, you know what I wind up doing? Creating my own business. Yes, I did that. Because I didn't want anyone to take the credit. Why? Why take my credit? Why have a supervisor or a manager take the credit that you put forth the effort to build, or that thought to build, you know, and they take all the credit because you designed it, you created that thought form, you know? So in the building of that, just know that God is always ever present. God is shining that light upon you always. And in this way, the power, the ability, the sacred fire, the illumination of the Elohim of light, love, and their life stream is always anchored in and around you. And in an instant, when you think on them, that flame can flash. That's the sevenfold flame in the forehead of you. And as it flashes and enfolds the physical body, it fills you with the feeling of your ability to do it, to do those projects, to get it done. And it is enough control of your outer self to enable you to do it perfectly and at the perfect moment. So the Elohim helps you in creating. Once you call them forth through your mighty I Am presence, the Elohim goes about creating that creative font, helping and assisting you on your path and doing what needs to be done at the right time. So, this is what perfection is. This is the cooperation of the inner and outer. This is the balance of love, wisdom, and power. This is the cosmic illumination of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, who are the builders of everything in the physical world that you call the powers of nature or forces of the element or the construction of a planet. There is always this threefold activity, love, wisdom, and power. And now that the Elohim have called it to your attention, the Elohim can stimulate it and allow the action of the sacred fire of the seven mighty Elohim to be within you. And it will expand in and around you and clothe you in their feeling. It will expand in and around you and bring to you illumination to the mind. Show you the picture, hallelujah. Show you in the way and means of doing that which produces perfection always. It is the actual control of your outer self, so that at a moment you can do the right thing in the right way for the right purpose that holds sometimes protection, sometimes victory that must come at an exact moment to be made manifest in your reality. No more delay. No more putting it on the back burner. No more tanking the project, tanking the idea, tanking that which needs to come forth in your world. Hallelujah. Because you are that creativity that God is illuminating right now. You are that which is perfection always. Let us now make your heart calls to God presence, the great I Am that I Am. Allow the heavenly host to guide us each day as we state our personal prayers right now. Let us allow the entrance of mighty I Am presence to enter our hearts and attune with us as we connect to the heavenly realm, to ask Archangel Michael to enter our space now with his protection over us. The Master Lord Lanto, Archangel Jaffiel, Archei Christine, Elohim Apollo, and Lady Compliment Lumina, and the Brotherhood of the Golden Robes to enter our space and commune with us now. As you begin to state your personal prayers to these great and mighty beings of light.
We thank you, mighty I Am Presence, and all the heavenly host who have come in our space and communed with us on this morning. Thank you, Presence, for always answering this, our every call to you. It is so done in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and World Mother, and so it is. Beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. Please continue to issue your decrees and affirmations throughout the day. Let us now state our affirmations. I am the light of cosmic illumination. I am the light of cosmic illumination. I am the light of cosmic illumination. I am the light of 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 education. I am the light of education. I am the light of education. I am the light of wisdom. I am the light of wisdom. I am the light of wisdom. I am. I am. I am. I am. I am. This is the end of our prayer session for today. I hope that you all have received what you needed to receive from this beautiful message of the day. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door in Our Spiritual Life Teachings, signing off. May the grace of God be with you. May the light of God shine His benevolent light upon you. And may you always be illumined with the wisdom of God, the education of God, the perception of God, and the permeation of God always. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. I am light, I am light, I am light, I am light. Om. I am light, I am light, I am light, I am light. Om. I am light.